This is Charles Minor, reporting from Mutual in Chongqing. The threat of civil war hangs over China tonight. Only a thread keeps it from the throat of the nation. Chinese communists, defying government orders, are active on many fronts, menacing Japanese, other Chinese, even Americans, with the wedding the line of fire. Last night, communists claimed to be in Peking. Today, they claim control of Hankow. Their answer to Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek's orders is defiant. They call him a fascist dictator. The big prize they're after is Japanese military equipment. More than 2 million Japs are to be disarmed in China. Their arms represent a staggering arsenal by Chinese standards. But communists are not authorized to accept Jap surrenders. That power has been vested by the Allies only in Generalissimo Chiang. Americans will not accept any surrenders in China, declared Lieutenant General A.C. Wedemeyer today. This, he said, is a Chinese show. But the orders have come from General MacArthur. Japanese commanders have been told to wait until authorized Chinese forces contact them. Only the Generalissimo's troops are authorized. Premature surrender to uncontrolled Chinese armies will be a breach of the armistice. The Chinese coolie, who wants peace but can't find it anywhere, hopes this may prevent a head-on collision. The communists refuse to obey China's orders, but maybe the Japs will obey them, especially when they are backed up by MacArthur and Wedemeyer. Meanwhile, plans for an orderly procedure are going forward. The official surrender in China will occur at Yishan, sometime after the big capitulation at Manila. Chief of Staff Hei Ling-Chin will accept the surrender of Jap Commander Okamura. Yishan is an obscure city, but government troops are pouring into the rest of China as fast as they can get there. American planes are being placed at their disposal. However, beyond a determination not to become involved in a fratricidal war in China, American plans are a little vague. General Wedemeyer said today that U.S. Army headquarters will be moved to Shanghai. But he added, we're going to get American personnel out of China as fast as possible. With Americans in or Americans out, China's outlook is anything but rosy. A civil war is not the only problem. Drought and locust plagues are bringing famine to many localities. With 25 million people to repatriate, China has less transportation than a city like Waco, Texas. Cholera rages in many places. Other diseases threaten. Almost nothing that can blight the human race is absent in China today. Even the Mikado is still on his throne. While the rest of the world cheers, China remains a land of sorrow. This is Charles Minor returning you to Mutual in the United States.